everybody, and another great big transcribed Western welcome from the Rapid City branch of the Lucky U Ranch. We sons of the pioneers, Betty Taylor, our pretty school ma'am, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of the Lucky U gang, except for poor old George Putnam, arrived here yesterday to entertain the servicemen around Rapid City, South Dakota. But by golly, they've been entertaining us. And I can see why they call this the heart of the Black Hills. But I know all you folks didn't come here to hear me gab, but to hear some music. So you ask for it, and we're going to play it right now. A real rawhide western called Home Corral.
There's barn I go riding,
yippee-ay.
On the wide open plains I roam,
yippee-o.
Till the sun to the hills goes hiding,
yippee-ay.
There will always be someone glad when I come home,
yippee-ay, yippee-o.
In the day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart will break inside of him.
At the gates of the home corral,
there's a tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-ay!
There's a song in my heart so fine.
Yippee-o!
Oh, tonight we'll be dreaming of clover.
Yippee-ay!
And we always will till the day we die.
Yippee-ay! Yippee-o!
In the day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, for the heart will break inside of him.
At the gates of the home corral.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to tell you it's certainly a pleasure for all the sons of the pioneers to be here in Rapid City, and we think it's wonderful what all you folks are doing for all of the boys out at the big B-36 Air Force Base.
Hey, who's going to tell the folks about that new offer from Mr. Peanuts?
Well, don't you remember, Lloyd? You won. You get to tell them.
Hey, by golly, you're right, Ken. Stand back, because I'm a-fixin' to tell them. Friends, now, Planters Peanuts has an exciting offer, a nut dish offer for you. Listen, you can get a set of 5 dishes, 1 large center dish and 4 small individual dishes for just 30 cents in coin and 2 empty 5-cent Planters Peanut bags, or the glassine coupon inside of any of Planters cocktail salted peanuts. All 5 of these nut dishes are made of attractive and durable enameled metalware. Each dish has a real good-looking peanut design on the inside and a golden floral design on the outside. The dishes are gracefully shaped to add that final touch to your bridge or luncheon tables. And they're unbreakable, too. So practical for both indoor and outdoor patio use. Now remember, each set of Planters Lucky U nut dishes consists of 1 large server, 6 inches in diameter, and 4 individual nut dishes. For every set you order, mail 30 cents, 3 dimes in coin, and 2 empty nickel Planters salted peanut bags, or 30 cents in any coupon from 1 vacuum can of Planters cocktail salted peanuts. Mail it to Planters Peanuts, Department A, San Francisco 6. Now, this offer is for a limited time only, so you'd better hurry. That address again is Planters Peanuts, Department A, San Francisco 6.
Thank you.
you very much. I think you can see why we're justly proud of our own Hugh Farr. Well, another boy that we take a lot of pride in presenting is a boy that was a star in his own right before he joined the Sons of the Pioneers. He's singing a tune about a beautiful gal, a tune that we had the pleasure of doing in a picture which we made for Mr. John Ford just this last year. The boy's name is Ken Curtis, and the song he's singing is I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Ken Curtis.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my blushing bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whenever you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to your home again.
Thank you very much, Ken Curtis. And now it's my pleasure to present a young lady who's been with us now for about 7 or 8 months on our radio program. She's a wonderful little gal. She is a school teacher down at District School Number 3. But glamour personified. Here she is, Miss Betty Taylor. Let's bring her out. Huh, Betty? Yeah, yeah.
Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I would love to pull you down the stream. I bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Oh, won't you ride in my little red wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be. Oh, won't you ride, ride, ride in my wagon? I would love to pull you down the street. I'll bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmates so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the top. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Oh, won't you ride, ride, ride in my wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be, to be. 'Cause you are my sweetheart.
lot of fixing, hon, to get away with just one song like that. Have you got another one the folks back here like?
A nice real slow one?
A real soft and pazoozy one.
All
wouldn't
right.
hurt a thing.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Wow!
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I told with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, telling you now, this heart would break in two if you refused me. I'm no good without you anyhow. Have I told you lately that I love you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now, this heart would break in two if you refused me. I'm no good without you anyhow.
You know something? They didn't have school teachers like that back when I went to school. Well, we found several letters waiting for us when we got back here, and we picked one out today. And with your kind permission, I'd like to read the letter that was sent in to us and award our gold deed to a person who we think is completely deserving, a person that I'm sure a lot of you folks here tonight will remember and will know him. The letter that was sent in says, it was sent from Headquarters Squadron, 28th Air Base Group, Rapid City Air Force, Rapid City, South Dakota. And it says, Sergeant Bunner is the non-commissioned officer in charge of the Air Force Aid Society on the base, making loans and grants to needy servicemen and their dependents. Many times when, because of red tape due to regulations governing the Air Force Aid Society, Sergeant Bunner was unable to assist the needy party immediately. So many times he has given his personal check to help them over a rough spot, never knowing whether their request for aid would be granted or not. As he would say, "Don't worry about it now. I want to see you get on your feet again." Now, Pop Bunner, as he's called by many, is known to old and young airmen alike because he has helped organize Sunday school for the Protestant chapel on the base and has always taken his weekends to plan trips and outings for the airmen and their families. Even though Master Sergeant Bunner has suffered from arthritis for a couple of years and many times can hardly walk, this doesn't stop him. If there's anything going on or if there's anything to be done that is worthwhile, he'll grab his cane and off he'll go to help in any way he can. These are just a few reasons why I believe Master Sergeant Jack W. Bunner is worthy of your Gold Deed Award. Letter signed Staff Sergeant Robert L. Plaston, Welfare Supervisor Office, Base Chaplain,
Rapid City Air Force Base. Well, folks, it's indeed a great pleasure for all the Sons of the Pioneers to award Sergeant Bunner our gold deed to an acre of ground out in California.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant Bunner. Come back and see us. Thank you very much. Thank you, folks. Believe me, it's people like that that make our country the country that it is. But speaking of people and things, we have a fella on our program who is without a doubt the finest classical singer in the business today. So without further ado, here is our CIO member, our California Improved Okie, Shug Fisher. Shuggy, where you at, boy? Come on. Shug, you know something.
Howdy, beauty.
Shug, I want to ask you something.
Go ahead and ask me. I ain't holding you.
Listen, when we were ready to leave on the plane,
yeah,
you held us up about 20 or 30 minutes, had to hold the whole plane and everybody there waiting for one Shug Fisher. What happened?
Well, that's just how important a man is.
Uh-huh.
How is it?
Now, I'll tell you, Lloyd.
What?
Me and my girl went to the picture show, and, well, we just sitting up in the balcony, and I lost all conscious of time.
You lost all conscious of time. The word is, well, never mind. Anyhow, well, did you take her home after the show?
Oh, yeah, I took her home. She got paid yesterday, and we went to the show right from night.
Oh, I see. That's nice.
Yeah, well, we started home. We got on a streetcar. It was so crowded, she like to never found a seat.
Is that right?
Yeah. Of course, I got one right away, but...
Well,
I took her up to the house, you know, and we were standing there, and she was looking up at the moon like a dying calf in a hailstorm, and...
Yeah. I've seen them look that way.
Yeah, well, the fence was holding me up. Yeah. I just stand there. Then we, before her...
Well, go on. What happened?
I wanted to kiss her goodnight.
Well, did you?
Nah, she wouldn't let me.
Oh, for goodness.
I told her, though.
Oh?
I told her that my mama had that my kisses act just like lightning. Just like that.
You told her your kisses act just like lightning?
Yes, sir.
Well, what'd she do?
She said, well, why don't you stop thundering around and strike somewhere of it? About that time I cleased her.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Yeah.
Well, Chug,
huh?
I told the folks about your fine classical voice. Would you please favor the wonderful people here in Rapid City with one of your classical selections?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Lloyd.
The stage is yours, my friend.
Thank you. Go back and lay down. You're getting hot, George. Well, if y'all been sitting out there, we were waiting for something lousy. Here it is, I'll guarantee you. Howdy, Julie. I'm gonna sing y'all a little spasm entitled Lips That Linger on Limburger Cheese Shall Never Romp on Mine. If you don't talk too much, you won't get into trouble. But if you talk too much, your troubles will be double. Now I'll tell you what I'm talking about, because I got into trouble, me of all people. I was walking down the street, and I met a pretty girl, and she says, hello. And I said, how do you do? And she says, why don't we go in some nice restaurant, and you buy me something to eat? And I says, who are you talking to? She said, you. And I said, who? And she said, you. And I said, me. And she said, yes. And I said, well, I hardly know you, woman. I just a minding my own business. I ain't got no money. It's a long time to pay. The company's on strike. I can't afford. I took her, though. Well, after she got through eating, she just kept a sitting there, yappity-yappity-yap, like women will. And I saw the waiter coming. He handed me the biggest bill. Said, that's for you, Shug. I said, hold your horses there, Sylvester. $18 and fit for a cup of coffee and a sign. I won't pay it. Call him a manager. I'll go to jail. I paid it, though. Well, I don't know how it all happened, but the first thing I knowed, we're standing up in front of a preacher, and he is saying, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? I said, who are you talking to? He said, you. And I said, who? And he said, you. And I said, me. And he said, yes. And I said, hold her, parson. I hardly know this woman. I just bought her a cup of coffee and a sandwich. Well, I kissed her a couple of times. Her mama ain't gone. She's awful young. I married her, though. Well, when we got home that night, I was so tired out of wishing I was dead. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, she was just feeling fine. She says, hubby, go fix me some breakfast. And I said, who are you talking to? She said, you. And I said, who? And she said, you. And I said, me. And she said, yes. And I said, listen, woman, you married to the wrong man. I ain't fixing to do no cooking. That is, I'll knock your block off. I'll slug you with you. That is, now, I'm telling you, how do you like them cooked, darling?
Much, Mr. Shug Fisher. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our contribution to the classics for the evening. Say, Betty, are you going to tell the folks about raindrops?
Well, I sure am, Lloyd. Triple action raindrops can cut 1/3 from your soap and detergent bills every day. Yes, it's almost as if you could buy those soaps and detergents at a 1/3 price reduction in your market. And here's how. Just as the soil in a garden should be conditioned before you plant it, so the water for laundry or dishes should be properly conditioned beforehand, or you're bound to waste soap. And raindrops is the one product we know of that does properly condition water. Even mechanical water softeners remove only certain hard water elements. Raindrops removes all of them. Conditions wash water so that you're virtually guaranteed a whiter, cleaner wash than ever before, with much less soap or detergent. You'll save 1/3 on soap and detergent costs with raindrops. And you'll save another way, too. You won't have to buy a penny's worth of separate water conditioners, water softeners, or bluings. Raindrops is the one and only triple-action washing product that conditions water, softens water, and blues while washing all in one. It's approved by Good Housekeeping for laundry or dishes. Just try a package of raindrops now and see. You, too, can save 1/3 on your soap and detergent bills.
Well, thank you, Betty. You did a wonderful job of telling the folks about raindrops.
Old Sky Ball Pink was a devil saint. His eyes were a fiery red. But men have tried his horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode the snag till his blood began to boil. And I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Sing it high-ho, woo-ba-di-ho, ride and ride. Down you go, son of the western soil.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. So I threw my noose on an old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So I says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoop-a-di-ho, ride him high and down you go, sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, I sold that nag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits that Jim just won't be there.
Sing it high-ho, whoop-a-di-ho, ride him high and down you go, sons of the western soil.
Thank you, folks. And now we'd like to do a song that has been our most requested song for a good many years now. It features a boy that we're very proud of. He hails originally from the state of Oregon. His name is Tommy Doss, and the song that you've requested the most, Cool Water.
Water. Water.
Water.
Water.
Water.
Water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water.
Water. listen to him then. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads a burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water.
Cool water.
And way up there, he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Cool, clear water.
Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads a burning sand with water.
Can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water. And beat our soul, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool water.
Water. Like me, I guess he likes to rest where there's no quest for water.
Ladies and gentlemen.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, friends, it sure is wonderful being here at Rapid City, South Dakota, and having an opportunity to visit with the servicemen and their families from the big B-36 Rapid City Air Force Base and all the other armed forces installations in this area. We called George Putnam back at our Lucky U Ranch in Southern California, found out that everything is under control so we can stay another day or two with you good people. So until tomorrow then, this is Lloyd Perryman saying for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the Sons of the Pioneers, so long for now and be good to each other. The Lucky U Ranch is heard throughout the world by more than 90 million people through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and came to you transcribed from Rapid City. So until tomorrow, be lucky, you.
This is ABC, Radio Network.